This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The silent invasion, Scott Gulbranson. The mainstream media has ignored what's happening on the border. It's about time someone talked about what's happening down there. Congressman Tom Tancredo. Could the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001 be just a precursor to something far bigger? In his new book, The Silent Invasion, Arthur Scott Gulbranson explores the shocking revelations of what's really going on near our border with Mexico. Could Chinese, Cuban, and North Korean troops be training for an invasion of the United States through Mexico? With eyewitness accounts and a tireless investigation, the author blows the lid off the story of the century. Border Patrol agents, customs officers, and military sources tell the author the shocking details of what could be the silent invasion of the United States. Now, this is Reuters, AP. I've been on the ground, witnessed Marines with foreign troops, Czech and others, training to take your guns. Last year, they signed the deal to bring Canadian and Mexican troops in here to, quote, deal with American terrorists. 3.5 years ago, when Clinton set the forest fires in the West, the mainstream media admits they brought in U.N. troops to help fight them. I have this in my films, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Police State 2000, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror. We've got a link to Scott's website at Infowars.com with a lot of key information. Now we have Michael and Bob and others holding. If you'd like to join us on air in this third hour, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Truth is stranger than fiction, and yes, it is happening here. My friends, we've got to have courage and speak out and stand up against this, and I think that's starting to happen. Scott, continuing with the eyewitness reports of naval aviators told not to fly over these areas, the foreign troops shooting at our Border Patrol, not just Mexican, but Czechoslovakian, Russian, Chinese, Cuban, North Korean. Going over all this, your eyewitnesses, let's talk about that, and then in the next segment we'll start going back to calls.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, especially what's disturbing, too, is the customs people that I've talked to working at Otay Mesa, which is the busiest port in the country as far as trucks coming across. They are telling me that they will suddenly be what they call the line, the inspection line of the agents who inspect the trucks that come through from Mexico. After NAFTA, that was loosened up a lot, and recently President Bush allowed trucks to come across and actually rail cars as well, uninspected. And so what's happening is they've told me that they've been out on the line. Trucks will come across and of a suspicious nature. Suddenly there will be officers that are coming out they've never seen before. Now, these people are very close. They all work together every day, a lot of times in dangerous situations, so they know each other very well. Suddenly guys and women will walk out, agents will walk out they've never seen before and will relieve them and say, go inside, take a break. And suddenly trucks are waved through.
Now, that's not, and they've been caught before, that's not just foreign troops. Or weapons, it's cocaine and heroin.
Oh, yeah, it's everything. I mean, I had one of the agents told me that they inspected a truck was full of ammunition, Chinese ammunition and weapons. And his supervisor...
That's the LA Times. You know, I have a 96 article. They caught the communist military giving fully automatics to street gangs.
Yes. And so these weapons are coming across. They're inspected. Good agents are finding them and trying to stop them. And they're told, no, well, you know, let it go through. Don't worry about it. You don't have to worry. Just let us handle this, and it's let through. And these agents, the ones who have complained, find themselves out of a job or worse. And so you got to wonder what's happening there, especially with the fact that, as you know, communist Chinese control the ports in Mexico now, everywhere from Ensenada, which is only 80 miles south of San Diego.
And they have the Panama Canal given to them by our government in 2000, and they've got Long Beach, and they're trying to get the Port of Boston.
Yeah, Port of Boston, exactly, through Costco, absolutely.
And all so, right, I mean, stay there, Scott. I want to get back into this because some stations carry the news right now. I want to go back into this and talk about an AP report 2 years ago where they caught this 18-wheeler full of cocaine. Special federal forces showed up, took it, said, don't worry about the drugs. That was in our paper here in Austin. folks. They're bringing the narcotics in. They won't stop them at the border, but they'll bust your door down. See, this is about the police state. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
To all points of the compass, north, south, east, and west, the chair is against the wall. We are in occupied territory. We are the banished constitutional republic under National Security Act dictatorship owned by the private central banks. They are the enemy combatants. They are those overthrowing our republic and setting up a nightmare prison state economy. They are massing foreign troops, publicly admitting they're here to, quote, deal with American terrorists. They're taking former KGB chiefs and putting them into Homeland Security publicly. They're expanding almost every federal agency, tripling the size of the BATF, announcing secret arrest of citizens for no reason. Every year I see articles in Texas where the Border Patrol catches giant truckloads, 18-wheeler loads full of cocaine. They described in the local paper, the Austin American-Statesman, special federal police magically show up, take the loads of cocaine, release the drivers, and they watch the truck drive off. Massive cocaine and heroin dealing run from the highest levels of government. Then through the crisis the narcotics create by having them be illegal, 9 out of 10 crimes are drug-related. They then have militarized police that bust down your door at 4 a.m. in the morning that kill you and your family or your dogs or cats. They're packing your children into the prisons. It's a sickening, disgusting joke to bring down America, and we know that the British government uses the Chinese military, this is BBC, in Sudan to run BP's oil wells. We know that they, our government publicly gave the communist Chinese military control of the Panama Canal, didn't even try to get a bid in on it. They run that. They've given them the West Coast and East Coast ports. They're massing in Mexico. The Fortune 500, all the big Fortune 500, I mean, they're all on there funding La Reconquista, Mecha, La Raza. La Raza means the race. Funding this breakup of the Southwest, creating kind of a French separatist movement in the Southwest, but with Hispanics. There's at least 25 to 30 million illegals, perhaps higher. It's not 10 million like they say. They're legalizing that, setting up the breakup of America inside the Pan-American Union. They publicly said that Florida will be part of the Caribbean Union, merging into the Pan-American Union. This is all public. They have reported, as of last year, Toronto Star, National Post, Washington Post, AP, Reuters, it's in my new films, the deals to use foreign Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists and for peacekeeping. Now, we're talking to a writer who has written for USA Today and many other publications, and he's Scott Galbrandson. Is a former print journalist and current public relations professional for one of America's top software companies. The Silent Invasion is his second book, following the 2001 release of his first novel, The Broken Election. Galbrandson has extensive experience as both a writer and broadcaster, hosting local and national radio programs, providing college football coverage for USA Today. It goes on, he is a graduate of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where he's earned his bachelor's degree in communications. And, of course, he's also a political scientist and a father of two happily married in San Diego, California, where the communist Chinese have taken over, and where they caught him shipping in fully automatic AK-47s and heroin, and the government shut that down. So you got criminals running the government. They're going to use foreign troops to take control of you and your family. I have the Washington Times from last year where they said that illegal aliens can now join the military, not just from Mexico, but Poland and other countries. And they said if they're aggravated felons, that's fine. And the Washington Times listed rape, child abuse, armed robbery. That's who they're hiring. Not just foreigners, but criminals. The exact thing Stalin did. Scott, talking about the eyewitness accounts of Border Patrol, INS, Marines, Coast Guard, Navy, naval aviators. Tell us what you're seeing. Break it down, and then we'll go to these calls. Some of the documented stories of how the special troops show up and say, leave these trucks alone, and they drive on through. Break that down for the listeners.
Sure. We had an agent who found actually a truck driven by a North Korean gentleman coming across with what appeared to be not only huge stockpiles of ammunition, but also shoulder-launched missiles coming across. He was told to step back and allow someone who flashed a national security paper at him and was then carted off not to be seen again. He was not seen by his employers, his fellow employees, when his fellow employees who had all joined together with him and had been meeting secretly to talk about the things they had seen, called his apartment. The number was gone. They went to his apartment to find out where he was. He was suddenly had moved out in the middle of the night and left the deposit money and was just gone. So you see people who are coming across certain things disappear. One of the other agents portrayed in my book died of a mysterious car accident. This woman was a longtime veteran on the customs force who was not a drinker, was a person who believed that upholding the law was the most important thing in her life. On a foggy morning in San Diego, early morning, crashed into a tree. Suddenly there's alcohol over the place, and it was deemed that she was drunk. And I knew this person very well, and she was a source, one of the bigger sources on my book.
Other police officers, they just say, okay, they're killing us, we're going to stop now, we're going to let the criminals do this. What they should do is when these people show up and say, let the drugs go through, arrest them, call the media, and expose all this, so they're going to keep getting whacked like this.
Right, and that's, a lot of them are doing, most of them have not come out publicly to do that. There are a few that have, and you probably know who they are, but for the most part, they feel as though being stealth with it so far is the best way to go, and they're trying.
That's totally insane.
Well, yeah, but they're trying to do it, and you can somewhat understand, these people are in fear, and I don't know that they feel as though they can come out and not be killed immediately. I mean,
well,
that's the sense I'm getting,
them,
and that's why they talk to people like myself and say, hey, listen, here's what's going on. Let's get it out there. But I do have a few of them, Alex, and I'd be more than happy to, at a later time, you know, get them on the
well,
air.
Sure. I've talked to a lot of these people, and
yeah.
It's been in the news here or there, you know, where they're all complaining, hey, this truck was full of cocaine, and these feds showed up and took it away, and,
right.
You know, they caught the Dallas lockers doing that, and they
mm-hmm.
caught the crime lab in Houston doing it, and there's corruption everywhere, and they killed some cops who were investigating the Oklahoma City bombing the feds were involved in. Now, from my evidence, usually when it's Chinese or North Korean or Iraqis, these are actually CIA operatives, a dummy army to have a fake attack. Did you ever come across that information?
Oh, sure. You know, they're, it's all over the place. And I think where I believe, and maybe, again, because I'm an optimist, maybe I'm thinking this a little too much from that perspective, but I believe we're on the crux of some people really coming forward and shedding some light, some people turning around and doing exactly what you say and calling the media and understanding that there are some of us out there who will support them in what they're doing and publicize what's happening. But still, these people are so afraid. I mean, I have some people who I would talk to, and then they would get so freaked out by threats or whatnot that they wouldn't talk to me again. And I have not heard from some of those people. But continually, over time, Alex, I have people coming to me weekly who now want to share more information with me.
But you've got this board. Yeah, they can't kill us all. You've got this Border Patrol. They see the feds come and grab this person and take them away, and they disappear. They need to go public. Where is this person? See, and under Homeland Security, for any misdemeanor, you can
be
secretly arrested, secretly executed, and they're saying, the Justice Department said last week, this will be used for citizens. Instead of cowering, everybody going, oh, we better shut up then, it's a tiny cabal, a few thousand hitmen, a few thousand controllers, folks, and if we all stand up, they cannot get away with this. But if we lay down, it's going to get worse and worse. And worse and worse. And we've got to be willing. We have the freedom we have. We have the liberty we have because people were willing to fight and die and to stand up against the Benedict Arnolds.
Well, that's exactly what we have to do, Alex. You know, I have a lot of people who write me and they say, you're risking a lot. You have a family. And I said, yes, I do. But this is worth the risk. We have to fight for our country. I mean, if there's anything you can learn about how our country was founded, that is that people were willing to give their lives, and that's where I'm at. I'm at the point now where I need to publicize. I need to know what I need people to understand what's going on, and let them know before it's too late. Because we're getting to the point, Alex, where it's going to be too late.
Well, it's getting it's just totally nuts. I mean, it's official now, and folks. When you study how evil the globalists are and you see what they're setting up, it is self-preservation to fight it. And it's instinctive. People say, oh, you have all this courage. But folks, it's instinctive. It isn't a question. There isn't a question of should I stop, should I back off. Because I love my family, I love this country, and it's so alien to me to lay down to evil. I mean, when they catch the UN kidnapping 200,000 women and children with DynCorp, and it's admitted and it comes out in court, and nothing happens. I mean, they're grabbing little kids, people, that they run every evil thing you can imagine, and we can't just sit here and let them do this anymore.
Alex, you know what? That's a great point.
Somebody's got to point out that Nero and the pack of criminals, and I'm talking about above Bush, this Nero-like system,
mm-hmm.
is totally criminally insane, and they've gone off their rockers, and they just... They're going wild right now, Scott.
That's right. And the way I talk about it, excuse me for using a football analogy, but since you're in Austin, I'm sure that a lot of people
all over the country
can relate.
Sudden death overtime.
And that is worth. This is a 2-minute warning. I mean, we got 2 minutes to go. It's not a lot of time, and we got a lot to do. And not only that, but I had one of the sources in my book. I got in a blowout with him one time because he was very afraid, didn't want to come forward with some information. I said, look, and he said, look, they're going to kill my kids. I said, you know what? They're going to kill your kids anyway. So let me tell you, either you're going to fight and get more people on your side, let people know what's happening so that we can all come together as a country as we have in the past and fight this so that our kids have something to live for.
Well, it's like Jennifer Flowers. She got on national TV and said Clinton's had people killed. And Matthews goes, well, why aren't you dead? She goes, because I'm on TV talking about it.
That's right.
You're not safe creeping around in the shadows.
No. And that's my main project right now, is a lot of the people you met in the first book and some of the people that we didn't have enough room to put in the first one. These are the people that I want to come forward, because if they come forward, Alex, I mean, you talk about blowing the lid off some of these things. I mean, these are some people who, especially with some of these aviators that I know in the military and some other military folks, I mean, these are people so well respected that if they came out and said, look, here's what I've seen, there's no way you can dismiss it. These people's records
are... Well, people have got to... You gain your life by being willing to give it up, folks.
That's right.
The Bible says. And I'm ready to die. I don't want to die, but I am at peace with it. Humanity is worth it, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared? Seems that more terrorism on our soil is inevitable. Chemical attacks, biological, nuclear, who knows for sure what dangers lie ahead for America. Recent articles have pointed to vulnerability in our agricultural industry. An attack on our food supply would be devastating. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute has been alerting people to this very real possibility for years. She's helped many of us to prepare for these threats to our survival. Call the ARC Institute today at 1-800-255-1912 and ask about protecting your family's food supply with heirloom seeds. Heirloom seeds have been carefully passed down from generation to generation, preserving America's ability to feed herself. We've certainly been getting some conflicting advice from Washington on how to protect against biological and chemical attacks. Jerry can help here too. The book, Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, will give you all the information you'll need to ensure your family's safety. They say you can't buy happiness, but peace of mind is available at the ARC Institute. Call the ARC Institute today, toll-free, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now, ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a roadmap to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar over a $20 value for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237. Remember what it was like to get up in the morning without pain and stiffness in your joints? If it's been too long since your life has been active and pain-free, this is your chance to experience the pain-relieving power of JointWise Cream absolutely free. Just visit LifeWise.com or call 1-800-643-9558 and ask for free JointWise Cream. That's right, LifeWise will send a jar of JointWise Cream to you absolutely free of charge with no obligation of any kind. JointWise Cream customers report quick, penetrating relief, and JointWise Cream is unique. It's the only formulation that contains this exclusive combination of powerful ingredients, including glucosamine, MSM, chondroitin, boswellin, capsaicin, and more. Why not let JointWise Cream speed pain relief to your aching muscles and joints, risk-free? Visit LifeWise.com today or call 1-800-643-9558. That's 1-800-643-9558. No strings attached. Just ask for free JointWise Cream to receive your free jar of this fast-acting pain-relieving formulation. Call 1-800-643-9558 today.
I was just talking to the author, our guest, and he was talking about how one of the cases of one of the customs officers on the scene, on the job, taken away by the feds for asking questions, never seen again, moved out in the middle of the night, and never seen again. Rick Cruz, Customs, and Scott brought this to the L.A. Times, and the editor said no with the story. So now we can have federal officers just disappearing, and they're already getting killed left and right, shot by the troops, and then nothing's done. It's hardly in the news. This is disgusting, isn't it? Scott.
The one thing about it is you try to bring it up, you try to get it out to the mainstream, and a lot of these mainstream people are either in on it or they think you're so out of left field that you're insane. And I have some friends and acquaintances who I no longer associate with because when I started working on this, they turn on you and they say you're insane, you're crazy, what are you talking about? I mean, these are people I knew for a long time. And so I think these are the ways they try to control you.
Well, that's their fear, too. They don't want to admit the government's corrupt and powerful. It's like in the movie The Godfather, when the guy's wife says, oh, you know, presidents and senators don't have people killed. Don't be naive. And he goes, now who's being naive?
That's right.
You know, I mean, there's this massive mindlessness, and that's what allows this evil to breed. But notice, you're the author of the book. You're okay, and you told me that four of the people you interviewed have been whacked out, killed, heads cut off. You know, it's like Arkansas up there in Arkansas. We've got to stand up. We've got to speak out, because then it doesn't profit them to kill us, because that just makes our work that much more powerful.
No, but in many ways, and I shared some of the things off the air as far as the threats that I've received, but I've also had for several weeks the funds in my bank account disappeared, just gone. All my liquid assets were gone. Bank could not explain what happened. Eventually it got back, but I'll tell you what, for 2 weeks I was in a whole heap of a lot of trouble with a lot of people because suddenly I had no money. And I think it's things like that where they send you simple signs that are like, look, well, yeah, we're not going to take you out because now you're out there. People know who you are. You're public. And if you were to suddenly die a mysterious death, there'd be questions. But certainly
well,
we can make your life difficult.
I want to say it on the record. I want to say it on the record. You know, people, you save your life by being willing to give it up. And, you know, it's dangerous to get in your car. You know, we're all going to die. Why not stand up and be part of history and stand up against these criminals? I mean, you know, the most cowardly person sees a man with a gun to a woman's head and the little, you know, little 110-pound guy will run over and take it away from the big guy. We all have this in us. We could go to foreign shores and be shot at by the bankers. Why couldn't we fight here in the information war against those that are overthrowing America? And the one time I really got death threatened, I had a federal guy on a talk show Friday night with Sheriff Mack say that threatened my life, and that was out in the public. This guy's an admitted fed, and he called up and said, I hope you get it. And Sheriff Mack was just blown away by it. So now they're getting, you know, pretty arrogant, but I don't know if that was just a side guy kind of flipping out. But, when I was on Sheriff Mack's show, this guy calls in who they all know and says this. But when I was rebuilding the Branch Davidian Church as a memorial, bringing evidence that the judge was corrupt, that he wasn't going to allow a jury in the civil trial, I got the voice changer calls.
Oh, yeah.
You've gotten those?
Oh, I've gotten those. Not only do I get them, but they usually come.
Scott, this is a very serious issue you're involved in.
Yeah, I get them.
If you care about your family, it's time to back off now.
Well, the more disturbing ones have come when I'm on my cell phone and they cut in. You're on a clear cell phone call and suddenly another voice is there telling you, what you're doing is not good for the country.
Oh, yeah. Now this is what a lot of them say. Yeah, we're hit men. Yeah, we do stuff. We got to be more hardcore than the commies to defeat them.
Yeah.
We got to bring the narcotics in. We got to do this. We're doing it to be tougher than the enemy. And that's their sick argument. It's it's a mental con game.
That's right.
What you're doing's not good for the country. Yeah, let us keep shipping our heroin and cocaine in, boy.
Well,
we want to turn your daughters into crack whores.
So that's, Alex, that's the thing. You talked about people who are kind of out there and they're mindless. Yeah, this is something that's been going on for decades. And the fact that our kids are being desensitized to certain things. I mean, you look at the fads going on now, people splitting their tongues like a serpent. I mean, some of these things just blow my mind.
Well, they're telling us torture's good on the nightly news.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you see this just permeating our society. You see the gun control fanatics and what they're trying to do. And I believe that the school shootings are all part of that. I mean, who wants kids to shoot themselves, right? Very easy for...
Well, they now admit Ritalin and Prozac are causing it.
Yes, yes. I heard your show the other day on where you were talking
about mainstream admissions. Well, look, they're not going to get away with it. Most important thing is to expose that they're the terrorists.
That's it.
And this is not a legitimate government. We will come back and go right to Michael, Bob, Dan, and others. Toll free number to join is us on air, 800-259-9231. If you lie down like a jellyfish, we'll get walked on. You got to stand up and be men and women out there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer Mercury replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
What will a bully do, a sinister bully, a sadistic bully, bred on generations of lies and evil and corruption, who loves to persecute the innocent, slaughter the meek, enslave and poison the society? They'll run all over you. We've got to stand up to these thugs. Their insanity is just totally and completely out of control. Everything they claim to be, they're the opposite. And they're destroying America. That's their job. That's their goal. Wrapping it in this thin veil of, oh, they're trying to save America. We're talking to Scott Gulbranson, and former writer for USA Today. He is in public relations for Fortune 500, one of the big software companies. And he's here with us today. And we're talking about very, very serious issues. But you need to understand something. I was talking about the threats I've received over the years. Really, one of the latest ones was last year when I was out in L.A. taping the Conspiracy Zone, and then we all had our own dressing rooms. But right off the main floor of the stage, right before we went on, I went in a bathroom, a communal bathroom, larger one, and there was Lionel Chetwin, the guy that just made a made-for-TV movie where Bush is the big hero. He's the head of Bush's committee that's taking over the media, humanity and arts, with the propaganda. And he goes, he looks at me and he goes, "You're Alex Jones," bugs his eyes out, makes a fist, points his finger and says, "We're going to get you." And I followed him out and I said, "Chetwin says he's going to get me in front of some of the staff." And he goes, "Oh, I'm just joking." So that's on the record. And Chetwin's heard about this and had his people get in contact, but after I called up the witnesses and had them talk to him, he shut up and said, "Okay, I'm sorry, I was just joking." Well, if anything happens to me, so this is important to be out in the open. I'm in good shape. If I die of a heart attack at 29 or an automobile accident or they claim I commit suicide, I will never commit suicide. But see, they probably won't do this to me, but if they do, that's fine because it waters the tree of liberty. They know it would backfire on them. That's probably why they probably haven't chosen to, even though they'd like to. But it shows me they're still being pretty icy about their business because they don't like what we're doing. The more of us that stand up, the better off we are. But as we were just talking to Scott, some of the Customs and Border Patrol people and two of the Mexican officers he talked to that exposed this, well, they're found with their heads cut off or they're never seen again after being grabbed by the feds. So this is the snatch and grab. And you notice when the media talks about people being arrested under Patriot Act, they never mention citizens, though they did admit it last week. This is to be used for everything. Scott, well, we're going to win this fight, my friend.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. I think, you know, there's days, there's good days and bad days where I feel as though the swell is too large and the people in this country for some reason don't care. But I know there's enough of them out there. I hear from them. I mean, I get hundreds and hundreds of emails a week of people telling me, "Yeah, you know, I've seen this. I'm down in New Mexico, or I'm up in Buffalo, New York, and I know what's going on the border."
Well, they had a drill last year, well, led by UN armored vehicles from Southern California into Northern Nevada. It was on the news. armored convoys of UN vehicles in a, quote, UN drill. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah. I have seen personally with my own eyes UN vehicles near the Marine Corps Air Station Miramar here right in San Diego. Seen the white Humvees. Well,
I would say to the government's hitmen and their goons and their analysts and their psychiatrists and their social engineers and architects and political scientists, I know they take you when they get you into this, and they have you do some hits on some communists, some drug dealers first, some Muslims overseas, and then, oh, next, it's this guy in the NSA. He's bad. He released information. We can't have this in the press. Then later you find out it was a patriot. You whacked. And they take you to Hawaii and let you meet the guys that are, you know, 75 that were doing this when they were 30. And, oh, you're going to be like this, and you're going to be taken care of. And then now, you know, you still have this envelope psychologically of, oh, this is to save America. A lot of you are just sadistic killers, and we know that. But a lot of you, you know, have been sucked into this, and you're in your million-dollar house, and, you know, no one questions why on your $100,000 or $80,000 your job you have this million-dollar house and the big jet boats and the house in the country. And that's all this means to you. Have some courage. Have some humanity. I pray that God will knock you off your horse like Saul of Tarsus, and you'll wake up and become Paul, and because I know a lot of this has happened, and you need to do it now. Do you see where I'm going with this, Scott?
Oh, absolutely, and I think there's some of them over there that will. Will all of them? Of course not. As you mentioned, a lot of them are sadistic people who are plain and simple, Alex, evil. There is good and evil in this world. A lot of people don't believe that, but you and I know it's true.
But a lot of them were seduced by literally the dark side.
Oh, sure.
It was that journey they were seduced into.
Yeah, it's not only that, but then there's files of the skeletons in the closet that these organizations use against these people to make sure that they don't speak out. And if they're not, then they're just taken out. But there are some who are brave souls who believe in America, and I believe that those people will be instrumental in turning the tide. It's just a matter of getting enough of us there so that they feel as though they have the support and the people behind them. And once we do that, then I think you'll start to see some movement and see some of these people come out. And
all right. Absolutely. Let's take some calls. Mike in New York, then Bob, Dan, Emmett, and others. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello, Alex. Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Hey there.
When you were talking about the borders and all that, you didn't mention the MENA airport in Arkansas and actually the proposed airport in northwest Arkansas where the Free Trade Organization and all those free trade centers are basically where they transfer all their goods. You know, a.k.a. cocaine and heroin and all the weapon. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I've heard, obviously, especially the people I know in customs tell me about those things, but they're far more widespread than
oh,
than
yeah, they're
those.
In Texas,
Yeah, they're Texas, all over. I mean, the Southwest is a major staging area, as Alex will tell you as well, but it's all over the place. It's in places like Kansas, Nebraska. It's in places like Colorado, Montana, all over the place. They're encircling the whole country, and they've done a good job of it so far.
Right, that's with J.B. Hunt and Walmart.
Well, I don't get into that, sir, but we can't prove that. We can prove foreign troops and government drug dealing, though.
Yeah.
Anything else, Mike?
And also, it ties in with the Red Chinese secret police that are in the United States as well.
Well, that's public now. You know, we've got to have the former KGB running Homeland Security.
Yep. Now, the three KGB members that are now supposedly proposing for Homeland Security measures and working with them, with Ashcroft.
Well, and Mike, the Chinese angle is interesting, too, because I had one of the sources in my book is an older Chinese gentleman who came to this country. He was trying to flee tyranny from communist China, came to join his daughter and son-in-law here in the United States, to only find out that they are actually Chinese sympathizers and are allowing illegal Chinese immigrants, and who knows exactly who they are, coming into their house, giving them clothing, and they come in the middle of the night, take a shower, sleep, eat something, and they're gone in the morning.
And for every 1,000 cases, you hear about the one bust when an 18-wheeler bust open full of dead illegals. They're condoning, sanctioning the whole thing. They just do selective busts to make you think they're doing something. It's like the cop in Tulia, Texas, framing the 46 people, 20 to 90-year sentences, and now it turns out the whole thing was made up. No drugs were found.
That's right.
I mean, this is massive, people. And, you know, you've never fought them, you've served them, you're a government bureaucrat. they'll put you in prison for no reason. It's to feed this giant prison slave economy.
That's right, Alex. It's also an example where the Wang Zheng, who's actually the head of the secret Chinese police, was working with Clinton back in the 90s.
Well, they say Clinton. Clinton's just a puppet. I mean, they say gave nuclear reactors to North Korea, and he did, and he's a traitor. But all it is Donald Rumsfeld was on the board doing the actual transfer. They're all together.
Yeah,
the neocons are on TV making Hillary money talking about her book.
The Democrats want to divide and group everybody, while the neoconservative, so a.k.a. Republicans, want to divide and conquer.
That's it. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Bob in New York. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I got the two incidents, one confirmed, one not confirmed. The day after 9/11 on 9/12, Bush stands up in front of the American people and tells them that our pals with NATO have loaned us an AWACS aircraft. I just found that, you know, it really was repulsive.
Well, that was all part of conditioning. That's in the Road to Tyranny. Not one, six AWACS, and then 56 Norwegian F-16s. Again, that's how they break the ice for the foreign troop takeover. Any comments to that, Scott?
Well, that's right. We saw Mexican military patrolling the coast of Southern California right after 9/11 as well. I mean, coming in, as far as coming to San Diego Harbor, which is one of the most sensitive naval ports in the country. So certainly it's all about conditioning. It's about getting us ready for the international forces who will soon be in our own nation, or already here, but will soon be taking over.
Saving us after the bio attack.
Exactly.
The other issue was a friend of mine, dear friend of mine, that spent about 14 years in the Air Force and was stationed at K.I. Sawyer up in the UP of Michigan. Late one night, multiple C-130s land. Now, the Air Force security doctrine on base is you never guard an aircraft on the flight line. Well, out jumps a bunch of guys in trench coats and Uzis guarding these aircraft. And he just found it incredibly strange. Well, the next thing that happened is the gates come down in the back, and the big white stretch vans come pulling up, and off come the brown cardboard boxes wrapped in tape that are about 2x2 square. Now, what's in the boxes? Real simple.
Sir, the AP's reported they catch trucks full of cocaine, special Fed show up, flash national security badges, just what our guest was saying, and they offload. This is when Border Patrol finds cocaine. They call the feds. Special feds show up, flash national security badges, take the drugs. It's never in the news. Everything's shut down.
Alex, I have one other question. It's kind of off topic, and I want you to bring it up later. The issue of Ralph Nader running for the Republican nomination. And I'll sign off. Thanks.
Well, maybe I'm showing my ignorance. Was this announced?
Yes, it was on Fox News yesterday, and also there's a real strange article on Fox's website about it. If you search Ralph Nader under Fox News.
Ralph Nader's on their side. He's loyal opposition.
Think so, huh?
I know so, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Yep, bye.
Appreciate it. Any comments to that, Scott?
Well, you talked about the C-130s, and I get reports, actually a lot from Texas and New Mexico, of these C-130s flying, you know, just a couple hundred feet off the deck with fighter escorts, everything. I mean, it's happening more and more. We're seeing it all over the place. And that's why I don't think people have an excuse anymore, Alex. I mean, it's all out there. You constantly harp on it, and that is, look at AP, look at Reuters. Look at all the major news wires. Look at international news. It's all there. People, all you have to do is look. Don't look.
Well,
don't trust me. Don't
right
trust that. Go look for yourselves. You'll find it.
Let me read this article. Let me find it. It says, this is London Independent. Afghanistan regains its title as world's biggest heroin dealer by Andy McSmith, political editor. Afghanistan is still the source of almost all the heroin sold in London, even though Britain has poured millions into trying to stamp out the war wrecked countries' resurgent drugs production. Yeah, that's to stop any cowboys that try to grow their own. Opium poppies are springing up in the plains to the mountains of Afghanistan in far higher quantities than in the final year of the Taliban, which the U.S. and Britain overthrew. So here it is, record production, and now it's all hitting our streets. I mean, give me a break, folks.
Yeah, and Alex, I had a DEA agent contact me, and after I had found out that he was a credible guy, he told me, he said, look, there was no mistake that Bin Laden was in Afghanistan. and that we suddenly went into Afghanistan, and where the Russians were bogged down for years trying to fight the Afghanis and the drug lords and the warlords, we suddenly went in, had pretty much of an easy action there, and continue. You know, every once in a while you hear a little flare-up that makes it sound like it's still difficult.
Well, the leaders of Taliban and al-Qaeda were loaded on C-130s and flown out to safety, and the news,
right.
You know, it was an accident.
That's right, but the reality is that we wanted those fields, we wanted that opium fields because it helps the NWO guys further their cause and get everything ready for what's coming, and that's the invasion of the United States.
Incredible, and you've got massive evidence in your book. We're talking to former USA Today writer, and we appreciate Scott Brunsonson joining us. Always pronouncing it wrong.
That's all right.
And we really do appreciate him coming on the show. Let's talk to Dan in Illinois. Dan, you're on the air.
Good one.
You're on the air with Scott, who is fighting the New World Order. Go ahead.
I got a couple of things, but I just wanted to mention, Scott, those things that happened to you with the money and the cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
They made a movie, I don't know how long ago, with Will Smith and Gene Hackett.
Enemy of the State.
Yeah. Where they took his money away and he had all this trouble. It sounded so familiar.
Yeah,
like under the biometric cashless society control grid.
That's right.
Mr. Goldberg's son has been bad, so this has to happen now.
Right.
Yeah, and it hasn't gotten to that stage, but certainly I can feel some of the pain and relate to the movie a little bit at least.
But anyway, I was watching the local news last night. I don't know if you've ever mentioned this, Alex. I'm sorry if you did, but they've got a new uniform for the Army now. It looks just like a Darth Vader uniform.
Yeah, about 3 years ago, I saw the new uniform. It was in the Army little postcards that were in restaurants, you know, promoting it. And it's a black visor, black helmet, black combat boots, black armor. It's the same outfit you see the riot police basically
wearing.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Well, they're going to be on your streets in black Darth Vader outfits.
Absolutely.
With the KGB running them. Doesn't that sound like freedom to you, Dan?
Yeah.
And the uniforms are made in China.
So what were they saying on this show?
Oh, this is the new sleeker look, and they're not going to be bogged down anymore. And the old uniform's too heavy, and they weren't going into the real reason. I mean, not even close. They were using it as an exclusive. It's going to be sleeker.
Oh, well, it's all part of the love. Men in black ski masks were always good guys.
Right. But the other thing I wanted to mention is that, Alex, as far as, you know, your drug scenario, as far as how much they're bringing in, and, you know, when they lower the economy at the same time, the temptation increases. So more people are going to be tempted into dealing this crime.
Well, they also have to engage in crime to get the money because it's illegal. That jacks the price up. They make more money.
Well, not only that, but now you're getting more people in jail. And ultimately, isn't this just a design to make the whole country third world?
Well, the biggest part of the economy is prisons, and the same people that ship the drugs in own the private prison companies.
Well, then, you know, the next step is to have prisons without prisons, just everybody going to work at gunpoint like they do in the third world country.
I have Ridge on tape saying they will have troops in all the factories, the stores, everywhere, for your safety.
Right. You're going to be at gunpoint. No such thing as even minimum wage. You're just going to get a couple of crumbs to live on.
There's going to be federal retraining. People are going to thank them that after the big crash, they did something to feed us.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that has to be the ultimate plan.
And there's so many people out of work that farmers and ranchers will have to give their land up to help people move on to it. And so, how dare you not be for the homeland? Just speaking out against this is causing starvation. You're a traitor, Dan.
I know.
All right. We'll talk to Emmett in Canada when we get back and get some final comments, some of the other stories in the book, The Silent Invasion, by our guest. And Scott Goldbrunson, I really appreciate you coming on the show today. We got information about his book on Infowars.com, also about Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, 911, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, and my ninth new film that's out, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, where we chronicle the crimes, the admitted crimes of the globalists that are well above the puppet President Clinton or Bush or John Kerry or whoever's in there. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Find out more about this vital information. Final segment with our guest, Scott Goldbrunson. I'm Alex Jones, and you better get past your fear, because that fear is going to let the bully knock your teeth out. Stand up. Stand up against him.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You better get involved at your city council, your county commissioners. You better get good police chiefs and sheriffs in there. You better get talk shows and websites and access TV shows. You better get my videos and make copies of them. Order the police state films, all three of them. Get the Road to Tyranny. Make copies. Educate the people. And so it can back the globalist off, or if they go ahead with the next phase of the plan, more people will know the truth, and they're going to fail. Why do they want our guns so bad when we put up with all the bad things that have happened so far peaceably? Because they know, their social architects know, the things they've got planned are so bad, so horrible, that many people will physically fight back. We're trying to overt that. We're trying to expose the enemy combatants, expose the false government, expose the dictatorship of the New World Order. We're trying to do it now and reach everybody. Please spread the word about the show. Please get the films. Please make copies. Please help us defeat the New World Order by spreading the word, ladies and gentlemen. And we're the canaries in the coal mines. So you're a lot safer than we are engaging in this fight. And overall, we're all safer by speaking the truth. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get my videos, or call toll-free to order them, and you get big discounts when you get three or more. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action now. Make the call. Get in the fight. 888-253-3139. There aren't that many evil people in the globalist system. It's a bunch of ignorant, compartmentalized, do-gooders that empower this system. We've got to ring the alarm bells and stop that. And the films are many printing presses that will help you get that job done. Also, be sure and visit our guest website. We have a link to that on Infowars.com. You can also visit the silentinvasion.com. Scott, I'm not going to take any more calls. Recap any other key information or tell us about any other key stories that are confirmed in your book. Where are the foreign troops, the drug dealing, the government running all of this? Break it down for us. You've got the floor in the last 3 minutes.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, first of all, what we're seeing in Mexico, and I just had an update on this yesterday, is we're seeing continued pouring in of foreign troops from all different areas, including through the Caribbean, through Cuba, into Mexico, also from China, the controlled ports in Mexico. They're coming in droves. They're bringing in lots of equipment, uniforms. They're bringing in ammunition. They're bringing in heavy equipment. They're bringing in a lot of chemical gear. That's the information. That's actually something I'm just breaking here on your show for the first time.
And meanwhile, our troops are all overseas.
That's right, and that's the one scenario that I mentioned in the book, and that is, if you can imagine a protracted dispute in the Middle East, and we're in Iraq now, we're in Afghanistan, probably going to be in Iran.
Terrorists have hit us. We've got these foreign assets. In fact, the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman said, if we're tied down overseas, quote, foreign assets will be used here.
That's right, and it's happening because, I just talked to a soldier back from Iraq last week who said, Iran's coming. It's coming pretty soon. We're going to go into Iran next. Then, if you can imagine the Chinese going across the straits, going into Taiwan, suddenly you have way too much to handle. The Panama Canal gets closed from the Chinese controls there. Suddenly, you have a nuclear weapon detonated in one of our major cities. You can see an international force checking in real quick and taking control of a street, taking control of our freedoms and getting rid of our freedoms. And I think that's where we're going. That's why people need to understand. They need to see what's going on. They need to keep track of the news. They need to put pressure on their local media. And if you do have any information, contact Alex, contact me, contact anyone you know to let them know what's happening so that we can get it out there, get it out to the people so they can...
And talk to local talk show hosts. Show up, talk to the host, show them the documents. The local talk show hosts will have you on. And then you're a lot safer by going public. Scott Galbranson, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate your fine work. We will have you back on the show in the near future.
All right, Alex. I appreciate that. And thank you for the work you're doing.
You bet. Thank you. This show's been so good, I'm going to re-air it tonight, 9 to midnight Central, on the shortwave at 5.085 and 6890, or on your local AM or FM dial, or on the Internet at Infowars.com or net. Tell your friends and family to tune in tonight, 9 to midnight Central, and back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. Get out there and take on the terrorists, or they're going to eat your lunch.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water.